Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Want to see you doing your thing? You know, this thing that you do? It's really something.
Thank you. It's very sweet.
I could have been two wheels up. I could have been heart healed strong. This could have been my last beat. You could have been so long gone. I wouldn't be lost like
I helped you make for Michael was wrong.
No, I trust you more than I trust anybody.
What's it like to hold all the cards to pull, all the strings and convince me that I'm dancing? Maybe you don't know what love really is, 'cause baby, if you did, you wouldn't let
Thank you.
Go so easy.
I'm just getting started.
Not this, for everything. Writing the letter, being here, name, it's a lot to check every day.
I could have been two wheels up. I could have been heart healed strong. This could have been my last tear. You could have been
Jealous,
that guy. You think
I'm John McClair?
There's no other reason you would go running to Johnny.
Screw you, Sonny.
I'm going home to the place where I belong. And where your love has always been enough for me.
You're the Pacino-esque dude. Speak for yourself, boneheaded soldier. I don't take orders from the Godfather. I can't do it. I can't do it with this guy.
When you hired me, you said that I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hello, everyone. We owe you on.
Okay. Hola amigos, it's Party Will here, Willie, and I want to thank everybody for joining us today for Daytime After Dark, Willie and Carly show.
I love that.
So Carly, tell me, did you caught up a little bit with some of the soaps?
I'm okay. I'm a little. I mean, I haven't watched today's. But yesterday, yeah. General Hospital, all I have to say is, you know, holy shit. It was incredible.
I haven't watched a lot of TV that I've been behind, but General Hospital, I've been watching it all week. It's just heating up every single day. It's getting really good. I'm just so excited. And then, what's the other one? The Proud and the Beautiful. It goes back and forth. It flounders because the whole, Liam wasn't there for Hope, and she was supposed to wait for him. And I mean, really, you're telling me that Hope couldn't wait a little longer, or give him a little extra time, whatever. But that's just Hope. She's just anxious to get married.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all crazy.
Yeah. Well, everybody, we're going to have a fun contest, two of them actually, tonight. We're going to do the first one we want everybody to get involved is the talent show. I think you all would enjoy that. So try calling in because you want to hear you sing your favorite song. And, of course, there will be a prize for that runner-up and the winner. And also during the show, you can call in and pick a number between 150 and try your luck again, and maybe you can win on that. So, to kick off the talent show, here goes. Alright. Stranded and driving, branded as a fool. What will they say Monday at school? Sandy, can't you see I'm in misery? You made a start, now we're apart. There's nothing left for me. Love has flown all alone. I said, I wonder why you left me. Oh, Sandy. Sandy, my darling, you heard me real bad. You know it's true. And, darling, you got to believe me when I tell you I'm crazy without you. Love has flown all alone. I sit, I wonder why you left me, oh, Sandy. All right, callers, it's your turn. Good luck. So, Carly,
well,
tell me,
I
how
love
was
that
your
babe.
Afternoon? Thanks. What's your afternoon?
My afternoon was good because I took a nap.
Awesome. Yeah,
I did
for
longest.
I took a nap, too.
No.
Okay.
Will is a little coy, huh?
Huh?
Will is coy, and Will's our new girl, Hannah. I cannot wait.
Oh, they're going to be on. Don't worry. Give them time. It's still early. You remember, at least we took a nap. They probably didn't get a nap today.
Yeah, we are the nap people. No, that's going to come out really bad. But...
Oh, you're so bad.
I could say really, really bad, inappropriate things, but we are on the air, so I won't. You know, there's so many.
Today, the General Hospital has been so intense with its taboo topic. It's just been so entertaining. It really has. I've had people ask me all throughout the week, Are they really going there? Are they really doing this? It's like, I really thought they were going to try to do that.
I know, me too.
When I heard more of the storyline, I was laughing. I had to laugh because it's like the writers tease, that something's going to happen, but really it's not. But it takes you on an adventure, and that's fun. Everybody's talking about it. So even though it didn't happen, they're still talking about it, and that's what makes it popular.
I kind of wanted them to go there, too.
I really felt bad for Felix when, he's over here admitting his Milo is admitting his feelings for Epiphany. And poor Felix is thinking it's about him. And it's like, well, why, Milo? I'm always busy. I'm at the gym or something like that. It's just fun. And Milo's like, what? Trying to understand what's going on. I know that I'm already tired of hearing about the Liz pity party.
I know, me too. I want to stop.
How many times is that girl going to go after Nicholas? She obviously can't keep him because she keeps losing him.
Exactly.
I think they should just ship her off. Just ship her off to Paris or wherever Lucky's at this year and let her be with Lucky because it's going nowhere quick. Unless the rumor's true about Rick Lansing coming back.
I think that rumor is true. I mean,
but
I think that is.
They're going to be dragging that out, so we'll see what happens. But I am enjoying the chemistry with Franco and Nina. They're good together.
Yeah, that is good, and
Sammy
I'm liking my...
Like they're going to reunite for the
about
final.
About time.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
I've always wanted them.
I thought it was funny. It's funny. He tricked Milo into letting him deliver the pizza to Carly. That was fun.
Yay! Yeah, I mean, when Sunny says I have a problem, you know, when Sunny says, hi, I have a problem with this and for you, you know it's going to be great. You know.
Yeah. It's
that little smile he gives. Corey will be joining us in 10 minutes.
Good. Oh, you mean his dimples? Yeah.
But he's not as...
Tommy mentioned that today.
He's not as handsome as someone else I know and love.
Aww.
That's all I'm going to say. But seriously, he's not people. Just for people.
Mariah's fantasy of Nick was nauseating today.
Why did that happen?
It was a dream, like a fantasy, and I swear I almost lost my lunch.
But you had a really good lunch, so I don't want to, like...
I'm just saying, I didn't like the scenes between Mariah and Nick, even if it was a fantasy. It was, like, gross.
It is gross. The thought of it is gross. You know, it's so, every time. But what did you guys think about finally settled on the boat in the Beautiful with Hope and Liam getting married? What does everyone...
I'm glad that Hope and Wyatt finally got married because I'm tired of Liam. He has so many chances, he blows it all the time. He never learns. But at the same time, I kind of see him hooking up with Ivy because it's always going to happen. And I loved when Quinn put a gun today on Deacon. That was really good. He really
made
her mad.
I think they should just put those two together.
And I enjoyed the Bill and Brooke together. They were good.
I like Brooke and Bill. I don't care what anyone else says.
Their scenes are really good, yeah.
So what else is happening?
Like I said, I'm behind with the dates because I know that the article came out, the one that Will wrote about Sammy, but I only heard about the reactions. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't had time to watch it yet. But I'll probably watch it during the weekend, my luck. It's just a lot to keep up with.
I mean, I saw Dave last night. I haven't seen it today.
Okay.
But, from yesterday, it was so good. You know, it was just so unbelievable good, and mm-hmm. I loved how everyone got mad when Kristen came to them. That was why everyone. That was like all hell was freezing, and people wanted to kill Kristen at the police station. I think if they were not at the police station,
that does sound good. Yeah, that sounds
people
really
would have accidentally killed her because she has gone too far, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
she has gone too far, and you know, I kind of wish that they would, you know, kind of hurry along some of these storylines on all the soaps because it drives me crazy.
Yeah, dragging. Yeah, they're dragging. I'm glad that the Levi story is finally exposing itself
mm-hmm.
with the wedding. I'm glad that Maxie didn't marry Levi. But it's a shame that she got kidnapped. But in a way, I'm not too sad because at least Lulu got kidnapped and we can stop hearing about those silly embryos.
No, I mean, we don't have to hear about that, but, you know, I mean, everyone knows that, you know, Dante and Nathan will find the women they love, and I love the Dante and Nathan relationship.
Also, we know that Jason is awake, but they haven't shown his face yet.
See, they are going to drag that out forever, too.
Yeah, Phyllis is fully waking up. Today, she had her, her vitals were going off the charts.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen, if I'm wondering, if they don't have them, everybody return, like, Phyllis and Jason, if they don't appear for this month, then I guess they're leading it up to where they show up in the fall, which will be like September. I hope it's not till October, but I'm thinking it's around September at this rate. But we'll see. Some stories are picking up slowly. And then I read about Neil. I guess he went blind.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that one.
No, I mean, watching the whole scene, I was in tears. I'm like, uh-oh. Only because, you know, if you think about it, you know, now Hillary and Devon, you know, are going to be more screwed about their feeling now, especially me. Because if Hillary leave Neil when he's blind, no one will like that. So, you know, they will probably, you know, drag that out. The problem I have with Neil in this blind thingy is, you know, it feels like they copied Adam, you know, when Adam was blind.
Well, there you go. It's copycats, you know, on the storyline. But I'm hoping the new story is a little bit different. We'll see.
Oh.
I'm wanting to be open-minded about it.
Well, now I'm, you know, scared of the whole game.
This week we get to find out about, this new week coming up, we're going to get some more clues on Maria. I think we might even get a revelation if we're lucky.
On what?
Maria for Y&R.
Oh, about time. That has been dragging on.
It's been dragging on, yeah. So, Carly, why don't you tell the rest of our listeners tonight that we're excited about our dedication hour in just like an hour away from now?
Okay, yeah, we are doing a dedication hour coming up.
Well, we're
going to
dedicate, right, you can call in and send out your dedications to your loved ones and especially your troops.
Exactly, so yeah, call in. Oh, we have a call.
Great.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, did I miss the contest or am I too late for the contest? I was out and I just came in and heard something about a contest?
Yes, we got two contests going on. We got one where you're, you get to sing for, you know, your favorite song and, you know, see how that goes and everybody hears you. And the other one is you get to pick a number between 1 through 50. So you can either bulk out this or one. Don't matter.
Oh, honey, I'm not going to sing. Oh, no, no, no. So the second one is just pick a number from 1 to 50?
That's right.
Yep.
12.
Awesome. Thanks for picking the number. So what about you? Have you caught up with some of your soaps this week?
I did with GH, yeah.
What do you think about what's going on? How do you feel?
Oh, I'm just glad that the that Maxie now knows that Levi was a no-good scumbag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yep.
I can't wait to see, you know, them go try to find her, because I think Nathan and Maxie will be a good undercard to Julian and Alexis, because I think the show does need some super couples back again, because they're kind of just in a place right now where, to me personally, there's not enough good couples running around now.
Yeah, I'm glad that whole Levi thing's gonna. I'm glad it's come down, but most of all, I'm just glad that Maxie didn't marry Levi.
Oh, no doubt. So
me and Carly were talking about this, and it's a shame because, you know, I think they jumped the shark on it. But when it came that scene where Lulu and Maxie were getting pulled out, so they were being kidnapped, and they show Nathan just like shocked, seeing them go. I thought it would have been cool if he had just, like, pronounced to Maxie out loud, since everybody already knows. He should have just said, Maxie, I love you. That would have been awesome. But they missed that part.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
that would have been a good build-up to what could have been, to what's going to happen next. That's just my opinion.
He didn't say it, but I did like the fact that he says, I will find you. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
That was good. That was good, yeah.
I think they're doing the angst with Maxie and Nathan just like they did the Julian and Alexis angst, and I think the payoff is going to be just, I won't say just as good, but it's going to be very, very gratifying in the end.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the chemistry with Franco and Nina?
I can't stand Franco. I don't even see the point of him. Never did, never will. I can't stand him.
What about Chloe and Sonny?
But I will say, I like him. I mean, he could leave the canvas tomorrow and I wouldn't care, but I do think I like him, you know, relatively speaking, better with Nina than I do with Carly. I never saw Carly and Franco, never will. They never worked for me for many reasons.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes good sense. And we're doing a dedication hour later on. Hopefully you're still on with us, but is there anyone that you'd like to send out a dedication to or in anyone for the troops?
I'll have to think about it. I don't know. Always wish the troops well and thank them for protecting us.
We'll figure we'd do something special for y'all.
So this must be a new segment.
It's a new segment.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We'll always check
So I take it my lucky 12 wasn't the winner between 1 and 50?
Nope.
Well, no, I'm sorry, but thank you for voting. We appreciate it.
Alrighty, well, you have a great night, and I will talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy your weekend.
Hi, babe.
Hey, how's it going?
Whenever you're on here, it's going perfect. Oh, we have another call.
Okay,
618, you are male.
Hey, Carly, it's Hannah.
Oh, so, hi, Hannah, welcome.
Awesome.
Hey,
everybody,
how are you doing?
We're happy to announce our new co-host, Hannah Carpenter. How's it going, Hannah?
It's going okay. How's it going, Willie?
It's been off and on. I would, you know, I had the summer cold, but I'm feeling a lot better now, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good. I've got that same junk again.
Yeah.
Sinus infection, you know, all that crap.
Yeah, it's the weather. It's so good that way.
I'm blaming all of this on the weather because all I wanted to do was take a nap today and sleep, and I almost didn't wake up in time for the show.
I took a nap, I think, right after the general hospital. Yeah, the general hospital ended about 4 o'clock, so that's like a perfect nap time.
So, Hannah, what's those?
Starting September 8th, they're going to change it again. They're going to change over here, not by y'all, but they're changing GH from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock over here. Since Katie's show got canceled.
I know. Hannah, what about you? Where do you live? Maybe they won't. I mean, here they are not doing it. Because we never had Katie on ABC. We had her on NBC.
Yeah, they're not doing that here.
Oh, well, I'm shocked. So you guys had her on NBC. We've had her on ABC all this time.
It was actually on CBS here.
Pretty cool.
It was actually on CBS here. Katie Kirk was.
Really?
Yeah.
And
it was in the morning time. It was like, I think it was around 9 o'clock in the morning.
So no one would be up for it. I'm kidding.
No, I can't. On CBS, they over here, they show all that dumb game show they always show at the on between, you know, that 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock time slot. It always, you know.
Oh, is it
does
make a deal?
Yeah, it always makes me mad because that was the time slot for As It Turns and Guiding Light. So I don't watch those.
I mean, I do watch Price's Body because it has never, ever took anything over, but I cannot watch Let's Make a Deal because it makes me mad that they took that.
I think sorry, but I think that's got to be one of the dumbest game shows they could ever create.
Oh, I agree. It is dumb. But see, Ariana,
which one? Let's Make
here
a Deal?
Yeah. It's like, it just seems like it's just too easy and just too fake and, like, you know, it's just upsetting for us soap fans because we used to watch our soaps during that slot, and now that that's on there, it's like, you know, just, it's like a waste of our airtime.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I agree.
Yeah, I agree, too.
So, Hannah, what did you like this week on the soaps? If you get behind, don't worry, we won't get mad at you. Because
I didn't get to watch Young and the Restless this week because I think they had too much coverage of the shooting that happened around here. But,
you haven't missed too much on Y&R, Hannah. I've been watching it up and on this week, and I hate to say it, but some of it just bored me because, I mean, the part with Neil was getting okay, but then, I don't know, the rest of it just bored me because I'm so tired of Kelly's being so needy.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like that.
I mean,
no,
you know,
I agree.
I don't get her character because she's got Jack, but yet she's, like, really needy with him and, like, oh, like, you know, well, Jack, you know, I'm here, and then Jack's like, well, don't we go to my place and we'll go eat or something? And she's like, well, if you want to, you know, I don't want to be a... I can't wait to get this looked up because I'm tired of Jack and Kelly. It doesn't work for me no more. And it's nothing against, you know, on the character, you know, just playing the role. It's just, I don't get it anymore. It's not fitting that role with me.
I mean,
I totally agree.
Yeah, I'm just upset about the whole blind story for Neil. I mean, they could have done that so, you know, much better. Oh, honey, your best friend is here.
Okay, go ahead, put him on.
Hey, girl. Corey?
Hey, Corey.
Maybe Corey's having trouble with his phone. Let's try this again. Corey, are you there? Corey's not saying anything. Corey's being quiet.
No, but other than that, like I said, I don't know. I mean, I have my picks and chooses for Y&R, but just some of it is just getting really kind of dumb right now. Like, today was really dumb with Dylan getting mad at Paul because Paul's trying to get to know his son, and Dylan can't even appreciate it. So it's like, I just came that close. I almost flipped the channel. But I just chugged through it, basically, is what it was. Mariah had a disturbing dream about Nicholas. That was so dumb.
Well, now that you warned me about it, I will not, you know, I will watch it.
It's towards the end.
You know, I mean, I will probably lose my lens. Corey's calling back, and because he couldn't hear us, so we couldn't hear him.
Okay.
Hannah, what did you like about DH this week? Did you like, what did you like?
I thought GH was great this week. Especially with the whole Maxie Nathan finally coming out thing. And Levi, he's got to go.
I laughed on that. That was funny. Especially Maxie cracked me up when she's like, oh my gosh, you're not even Australian.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That was
good job, Maxie. You just got that light bulb right there. Good job. That was good. But I was telling Carly Hannah that, you know, it's just me, but I'm glad that Lulu got kidnapped because I'm tired of her talking about those embryos. That's all they talk about.
Oh,
yep.
Me too. I agree because that, I mean, she's already got one baby and she just found out that she had him. So why go out and make another one? I mean, what's the
exactly.
What's the urgency?
Yeah, it don't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
But you know what? I come at it, people. You know, I am so done with Elizabeth being mean to Britt. I'm done. I am so done with it.
Well,
you know,
today you're going to be more done with her because, I mean, Hannah can tell you, it was like Liz was just having a pity party. And
then
she's talking to Epiphany, who has feelings for Milo, and I thought for sure Elizabeth was going to ruin the special moment between her and Britt, Nicholas and Britt. But thanks to it raining, she didn't ever show up, so that's a good thing. But your Spencer show there, Spencer was on today with Nicholas. I thought that was a cute moment.
Yeah, it was.
A trip.
I love Spencer. Spencer's so cute.
He's hugging Britt, and he's like, are you two finally together? And they're like, you know, it's awkward. And she's like, no, Spencer, we're not together yet. He's like, what's taking you so long? It's been days. She's like,
no,
Spencer,
it's been months.
For a little kid like that, you don't comprehend that. He just wants to dumb down. That's Spencer. So what did he do? He sneaks. He gets sneaky and they make s'mores. And then he's like, okay, Father, I'm going to bed now.
Yeah, and who calls their dad father? It cracks me up when he does that. I'm like,
he calls him father or papa.
Yeah, I mean, he's so cute. I'm on Team Spencer,
I'm excited to, because remember I was telling you, Carly, I don't know if Hannah found out, but on the spoilers that I got, apparently Robin and Jason are supposed to try to escape that stupid lab.
About time,
there's going to be a car accident that, you know, leads up to Jason getting a new face.
So does that mean that we won't get to see his face till afterward?
I think that's what they're doing. I think they're going to do that on purpose. Because, I mean, for once I have to agree on the writers. It kind of makes sense because it's their fault they showed the last frame where we were watching Jason at Sam's on the picture frame. It showed Steve Burton. They should have not done that because the fans that will be watching for Jason that are also new, they won't have no idea who they're talking about if they don't fix that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they need to.
It'll be confusing. Yeah, it'll be confusing because they'll see Jason as Steve Burton, but then as Billy Miller. And so in the writer's aspect, they kind of have to fix that a little bit.
Yeah, they. I mean, they have to fix it. Oh, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey, are you here?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes,
hey,
we can hear you now, buddy.
Hey, Corey.
Hello.
Oh, why don't we put Corey up to singing, honey?
I'll ask.
Yeah, Corey, let's do that.
Corey doesn't sing.
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding, Corey? Come on.
No, Corey doesn't sing.
Come on, Corey, do it for me.
No, Corey doesn't sing.
Even for me?
Oh,
even
okay,
for you.
What do you think about what's going on with your soaps this week?
I did not enjoy this week at all.
Why not?
I think the storyline with Neil is ridiculous. I'm over Dylan.
I'm not over
you.
My Dylan.
Thank you. I'm trying to Dylan.
They're wrapping up. They're wrapping up Jason on GH. And I can't really speak on Days because I haven't watched it yet this week.
Yeah, but didn't you find the whole Nathan? And finding, you know, what Levi is really doing, I thought that was good.
Yeah, and I did enjoy the Milo Epiphany storyline that's going on right now.
You do or you don't?
I do.
Yeah, that was good. I don't, there's a lot of fans out there that they're not very happy, but it's like, you know, me and Carly said it the other day, you're not going to be able to make every fan happy, but at least the writers are trying what they can, so they get credit for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Carly, Corey, what do you think about this whole Liz pity party thing? Are you kind of over her as well?
Mm-hmm. The whole, what pity party? I missed it.
Are you tired of Liz the way we are? Because it's a pity party.
Oh, very tired. They need to move it along.
I agree.
How stupid was it this week that she poured drinks over Britt?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm Britt anyways. So I'm a little impartial.
How do you?
Well,
you don't like her? You don't like her?
I'm Team Britt. Elizabeth can.
Okay, yes. There you go. Yeah.
Elizabeth can go away.
Yeah. There you go. And what do you think about your whole triangle with Brad and Felix and Lucas? What do you think about the outcome?
I don't like Brad at all. He can go away too.
To me, Brad seems too needy.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Great. Let's switch over to Y&R. What do you think about this Kelly thing? Explain to me, you know, because you're like me and you were writers and we're fans. What do you think from Kelly? Am I the only one that thinks she's a needy character?
No, babe.
I think they are going in the totally wrong direction for the character of Kelly.
Yeah, thank you. Because don't you think it was dumb this week that she was like on needy after he was trying to go get Phyllis, and he comes back from seeing Phyllis and she's still on needy? it don't make sense for the, like, it doesn't make sense for the stories.
No, it's not a good story.
I could see where she would be like that if Phyllis was already awake, but the girl's not even awake yet. She's barely awake.
And I don't think they're using Katie McClain to the capacity that they could be.
Yeah, I remember, Corey, we agreed on that. She should have been Rosanna Cabot.
Or a different character if they were going to go this direction with Kelly. And bottom line is, if they were going to go this direction with Kelly, even with Cynthia in the role, it wouldn't fit.
No. It's I'm like you. Just the characters really not going anywhere.
Right.
Exactly. It's not. It's not going anywhere. And, you know, if they were smart, you know, they would just, you know, I think they could have found a way to have Cynthia Walters, you know, do finally call to Emily and I both, because I was enjoying Kelly when Cynthia was playing Alamo.
Thank you, yes. At the same time, Corey, Hannah, and Carly, you can think about this. If you watch today's episode, I thought it was, like, kind of pathetic, sad, that they having Kelly all hysterical over the Neil storyline, it made no sense at all. She doesn't even know Neil as much as the story shows that she does. Besides talking to Lily, she really doesn't know them. So why would she act like that in front of Jack? And Jack's like, are you okay? Oh, I'm going to be okay. Oh my gosh, Kelly, please. Be quiet already. You don't know the family.
Zach should be more upset than Kelly, because Zach and Neil are, you know, almost like best friends.
That's what I'm saying, babe, that you think about it. Jack doesn't have time to have a reaction because it's all about Kelly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, then she threw it out.
I have to watch the hotel for Lily. Okay, then go do your job, Kelly, and stop griping.
Well, not to mention that it just really didn't fit that Kelly be the one to tell Jack about Neil.
Yeah, that was dumb. I really think it was dumb, especially for
the show. How did Zach find out then? I mean, did
Kelly.
Zach know? Okay, come on.
Go ahead, you tell her. Go ahead, you tell Carly what happened, because it's so dumb what happened.
Tell me, people.
Who do you want to tell you? Me?
I don't care her. Yeah. Just tell me, people.
Go ahead, Corey. Tell her.
Well, basically, Jack walked into the athletic club, and Kelly's like, oh, Neil's been electrocuted, like right when he walks in the door. And then she goes into the rant, well, Lily has me watching the hotel because she's at the hospital with Neil. Like, Jack would have gotten a phone call in the car from, I don't know,
Lily.
Kane. It would have fit better if Kane called it, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't get is, you know, Jack and Neil have been friends for years, and so, you know, yeah, Kane should have called, or even Devon knows how close they are.
I can't describe how mad the fans are about that, because after this scene that they showed today, they had no respect any of the history of our characters at all. I didn't see it today. I think to me, like what Corey basically hinted, it was kind of like not really worth it too much during the week, but this episode for Friday, to me, it felt like... And I was telling somebody else earlier, I said, for a Friday, it really sucked. For a Friday, you know what I mean? YNR episodes, you know, our soaps are usually, what, Cliffhanger Friday?
But remember,
interesting part was when Nick was finding out about Mariah, but it ruined it when Mariah was dreaming about Nick, that was gross.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I don't like that. I don't like that. because, I mean, she actually played his daughter for years on that show. And now
yeah.
they bring her in as this new character or Cassie's twin, and now she's fallen in love with her, with Nick. No, uh-uh.
And you know, add to that, Hannah, if the rumors are true that she knows that she's supposed to be Sharon's daughter, that's going to even make it really twisted.
Exactly. That's just, I mean, that's almost as bad as Victor sleeping with Sharon.
Oh, my God. I still
yes.
remember that. That was a nightmare.
Oh, yes.
You know how I feel about Cricket. I don't usually care for Cricket. But this week, I've got to admit, I'm Team Cricket. Because how many times is Nikki going to be falling on, for Paul? Trying to be like, you know, that she needs Paul for this and Paul for that. And I just didn't buy it, guys. You know, I think like what Corey was saying, some of these storylines are really just dragging, and they're not really going to make any sense
mm-hmm.
to me.
They are dragging.
They really are.
Because
I mean, the Nikki alcoholism storylines is really getting dumb in my opinion. I really don't even care to watch it now.
Well, and while I agree with you, I think that the people over at YNR are trying too hard to make Cricket into something she's not.
Exactly.
Cricket is not a bad girl. She would not be rocking the boat this much. And like I've said it before, quite frankly, she's vanilla. And her and Paul don't work anyway.
Well, Corey, get ready because Nina's on her way back and she's going to be complaining all about Ronan.
Huzzah.
Oh, for the love of God.
I need a little Nina in my life.
Serious. Because this is what's so dumb. They're doing that Catherine storyline where she wrote letters for everybody after a year to her passing. And of all the ideas they can come up with, it's one of them that I already caught of is that Nina is still talking about her and Ronan. I'm like, Ronan Malloy. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I don't think, if it's them, I don't think I'm going to be able to watch the whole episode. I don't like watching them when they get dumb.
I agree. I mean, I'm glad they, are remembering Catherine because, she was the show for a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a way, they need to go down this road, but if someone sent me a little...
Not to prop a stupid storyline, I don't think that's really,
no.
That's really not necessary. What do you think, Corey and Hannah?
Oh, I agree with you.
Don't you think it's
and
an
Carly.
Insult to the character
yes.
and the actress?
Yes, I do.
Well,
the problem is
Catherine Chancellor was an incredible loss to the show. I have no arguments with that.
Right.
But since she's died, we've had a Catherine storyline. They haven't given anybody time to grieve.
Exactly.
And enough time to transition another character in that role.
Exactly my point.
Exactly.
Because there's a void on YNR. And I'm not saying anybody can fill Catherine's shoes because that's impossible. But there's a
mm-hmm.
void, for example, when the actor who played John retired and they killed him off. Guess what? The fans, his family, everybody on the show got to mourn him. And then we got some distance on his death. And now we have his daughter, Tracy, who's back. Basically filling
mm-hmm.
the role that he occupied, the voice of reason.
Yeah,
we need that kind of closure with Catherine and powers of B over there having given it to us.
You know what disappoints me too as a fan is you've got Tracy, wonderful character, and they can't even give her a proper storyline. But Ashley gets like favoritism; it's going to get a storyline before it. Tracy, that's messed up.
Well, Willie, it goes back to what I said, I think, on Tuesday or a different Friday night. Daytime has never been very kind to characters of size. The most famous character of size that had any run on a soap opera was Marcy McBain from One Life to Live. But any character of size, and now we have Epiphany, who we get to see on General Hospital, but really not that often when you think about it.
Yeah,
nope.
That's true.
Anybody who doesn't fit into the cookie cutter, what the powers of be in daytime think it should be, basically gets little to no storyline.
I agree. Look at King. He's like not even himself anymore. He's all about being like a referee between Lily and Hillary. That's a joke.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is a joke. I mean, you know, but I mean, it goes back to, you know, in my opinion, you know, who is directing that soap there does not know how to make a ghost storyline, and all she knows is to rewrite stories that she did on other soaps. That's all she knows how to do.
Other soaps that she destroyed.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Overall, though, I gotta admit, you know, as far as the soaps go, if I could pick the best again, would have to be for me, because like I said, I haven't watched a lot on the days because it's just been crazy for the week, but I would pick GH because it's just action, drama, and good, you know, it draws you in, it's perfect. Today's episode was so good. I know people were disappointed because it wasn't explosive like Ron said, but to me, it was still epic because there was a lot of levels. It covered the Brad Lucas resolve. It covered Milo going for Epiphany. It covered Britt and Nicholas. It covered Sunny and Carly, Franco and Nina. It covered all the good ones. And Allison Sweeney directed it. You can't go wrong with that.
But don't you think if they would have went... because I agree with you, and I haven't watched Dave this week, but I agree with you that General Hospital by far has been the best soap this week that I've seen. But don't you think with all the hype of Allison Sweeney leaving Dave's and now coming to direct at General Hospital, if today's episode was so explosive and then it kind of leveled off, that we would just be disappointed? Because I would be. I think they started it off. Or I think they started it off perfectly, and if it's smart, it'll go on an upswing.
Well, it's again, you know, I don't want to blame the writer on this, but it's just how you perceive it. The fans were upset because Ron had hinted it was going to be an explosive sort of episode. Well,
but
fans have to realize just because a writer says something's explosive, there's always going to be something like a bomb going off. It means that it's explosive. It means it's like a good story. Something romantic may happen. Maybe a kidnapping. You never know. But I think that fans kind of forget that you got to read between the lines and not take it literally that it's going to be an explosive event. You know what I'm saying, Corey, Hannah?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Carly, you
know what I
mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that we're so used to now having everything in an instant, that sometimes the art of a soap opera is lost because the art of a soap opera is to tell the story over time, not to have it done in a 2-episode period.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's just weird because, like with Corey, he writes, you know, again, we write on the, you know, the fanfics. And even Corey, when I've seen his, you know, tease, like, something explosive is going to happen on an episode for him when he writes. I don't literally expect something to happen like that on an episode of his, where something's going to be, like, explosive. But, again, it's just how you read between the lines. It just means, oh, this is going to be a good episode because he's hinting something major is going to happen. And it's like Corey said, we need to start opening to be more open-minded and not just, like, just take it as, you know, what they call it, like, gray and white sort of perceptions.
Well, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you.
But I can handle, I know a lot of people don't seem to like Milo and Epiphany even before it's already starting.
Oh, I do.
Me too.
I'm okay with it for me because, you know, I always see different angles for different characters. I mean, what do they expect? If Milo's not going to hook up with Epiphany, that leaves them Felix. So, like I said before, we're not always going to make every fan happy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, you cannot make everyone with the fans happy all the time. And, you know, I mean, I think it's very interesting to have Milo go with Epiphany just to see how it works. I mean, I was upset that they didn't do the threesome, I will admit. I just wanted to see how funny it could get.
Oh, it was funny. I've enjoyed it the whole week. I've enjoyed it. Because I've enjoyed the fans' reactions. It's been hilarious how they take to it. And the other part is when Franco got involved and Carly and Nicholas. I mean, if you look, just watched the episodes all this week, you will laugh because it's almost like a puzzle. Everybody's getting involved in this storyline, but in their own way. Like today, Nicholas literally told Britt he doesn't want to hear anything about that. It was hilarious. Everybody was laughing, like, oh, my gosh. Like, Nicholas doesn't want to hear it? Like, okay,
I'm like,
here
come
we
on,
go.
This
was hilarious. It was so Nicholas,
really
it was just funny.
And didn't you like how Brett threw it in his face? Well, you come from the Cassidines. Don't the Cassidines all keep it within the family? And Nicholas very coyly said, well, that's true.
He said, no, remember, Corey, he said, remember, those are just based on rumors, but they're true.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah, I like that. That was funny. And then, I don't know if you guys caught it, but you got to watch it if you're behind. There's an episode on there where Franco talks about his little taboo like that. And he was talking about some young woman that he met out in, when he was an artist. And it was so funny, just the scenes between him and Felix. I think that was yesterday. It was so good. I mean, just the writing and the performances, it's really good. And I know people may not be a Franco fan, but you've got to admit, Roger Howard did a great job yesterday.
Yes, he did. He
did
a really good job yesterday. And I thought today was pretty good, too. I thought Nina was going to get up out of her chair when she threw his phone and stuff.
Oh, my God. Did you laugh when she cracked his phone like that? And
Brenda
was like, hello? And she's like, what?
That was funny. That was hilarious.
I thought he was going to get mad and get her up the chair and something was going to happen.
Yeah,
I mean, they're electric together. It's like anything can happen.
They are perfect. You know, I'm enjoying them. I'm actually enjoying them.
If you caught it, there's a part where everybody's like, already the fans are asking, right, because you remember the preview shows for next week where the elevator's open and it shows Mac coming in because he's been shot. So the fans are like, why is Mac through the elevator but Franco and Nina aren't free yet? I have a feeling that Dr. Wright did that on purpose for Franco and Nina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe she wanted to test the waters between or something. Because Obright's funny. That's what I love about her. She really doesn't like that many people in Port Charles. She doesn't like Carly. She doesn't like Anna. She doesn't like Liz. She's got her hate list, just like Nina.
Yeah.
That's why they're funny together. Like, did you guys laugh when Nina mimicked Obright? It was funny.
Well, it was hilarious.
And I
totally agree with you. I think that the elevator is not broken. I think Ulbricht pulled some strings because she is so such a fan of Franco that she wants somebody in her family to be with him.
Oh, no. I've enjoyed Ulbricht. She's just so
funny. Okay.
And it's funny when they switch gears. They call her Ulbricht or they call her Liesel. I love that.
Yeah, wait, okay. Nina and Dr. O are all related, right? Am I wrong?
They are, yes.
Yes,
okay.
They are.
Okay,
Dr. Obai is her, Dr. Obai is her aunt.
Oh, see, I mean, you know, maybe Dr., I mean, I love Kathleen Gotti, don't get me wrong, but I think she's playing Dr. O so perfectly, and again, we need a female, you know, villain, and she's been doing such a good job of it that
mm-hmm.
I love her on the show. I mean, a lot of people... No.
Oh, no, I adore her. I enjoy a really good villainess. I mean, next to Faison, that was like the popular back-in-the-day huge villain. I think now, in our era, I think we've made our match. I think Obai is the next female Faison, and she's awesome.
She is.
I mean, you remember when we talked about this? She's made so many changes in General Hospital. You think about it. She's, you know, been interesting as a chief of staff because she really has come through. She's made some changes, unorthodox as they are, but look at all these characters. They're really evolving without realizing it, and she's got a part to do with that.
Well, I think that she is GH's greatest villain, and I'll tell you why. Because, she's evil, but at times we get to see the good side of her, especially with Nathan and Britt. And she's funny to boot.
Mm-hmm.
They would be crazy not to keep her on for a very long time.
Yeah,
oh,
they
agree. And plus, Corey, you want to feel, you know, you feel for the character because as a villainess as well. But, you know, we know that she's also Nathan's mom, and you're like, you really need them to, like, get their chance to bond.
Well, and we
mm-hmm.
don't get that in a soap villain very often because... Just think about with Helena. All we ever seen is evil, even towards her own children. Except
exactly.
Days of Our Life, Stefano. We don't
mm-hmm.
really get to see Stefano not be evil. I mean, we don't get
and
that.
And you know this?
We don't get what Obrecht gives us in a villain really
mm-hmm.
anywhere.
What I liked about Dane, though, what they did with Dane was... You know, in the 80s, no one could stand Victor Kiarkas, and now, you know, they trained it, and they, you know, put him with Maggie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Warmed him up.
Nowadays, they sing his praises.
Maggie,
well, they,
you know.
Well, you know what they did? They made him a little more human. They did that on All My Children. They did that on All My Children at the end with Adam, too.
Yes,
you know, all
they
those
did.
Years, Adam and Victor were, you know, the stern, my family's going to do what I say or else. And now, towards
mm-hmm.
the end, now that he has Maggie, you see kind of the softer side that we saw with him and his daughter, Isabella. I think that's the only time, other time we saw it.
Yeah, what I love about Victor is, even if you're not family, I mean, Daniel is his godson, and, you know, when things are not going on right in Daniel O'Brady's life, you know, he wants to fix it. He wants to help Jennifer with, you know, I think it's so good. He cannot stand Eve. He told Eve off, and I'm like, Victor, you have the money. Do something. Get rid of her. Bury her body. I don't care. This. You have the money. You have the means. But I do like it when Victor and Stefano have been in scenes together because, I mean, I would love Victor to kill Stefano just one time. That would be my ultimate.
Yeah.
You know?
But at the same time, you know what? And don't hate me for this, but I'm kind of glad that Bo's not on days right now. Because if you think about it, they kind of overdid it with the Bo thing. They tried to put almost Bo into every single storyline. It was nauseating.
I know.
Well, and don't hold your breath because we're not going to get Bo back for a very long time unless they recast the role.
I don't want him. I'm going to be honest. I don't want him back because I've enjoyed the evolving of the characters. Think about it. Like, folks being her casual, you know, wonderful self with Aiden. She's getting
mm-hmm.
jealous with Jennifer. She's branching out. It's not just Bo and Hope, or Bo and Marley, or... It gets old after a while.
But we need him back in some sort of capacity if they're going to continue with the Hope and Aiden pairing, because Bo and Hope need to end if that's going to happen.
Okay, so my question to you guys is this. Who would you recast as Bo if you needed to bring back to close story?
Why? Okay, my view, why do we even need to bring him back? Why can we just say he was killed looking for the demons?
It's like Corey said, it makes sense. You want to bring him back, if only anything, to close that chapter and move on.
Well, and you don't even really have to bring somebody else back to close the chapter to bring it on, to move the storyline. Bottom line, they've done it on soap operas before. Bo can get divorce papers in the mail, and it'd be over.
Oh, yeah, like what Chloe did to
Kevin.
That was so messed up.
I mean, it's not that far-fetched. He's in Europe. Carly's in Europe. He's left there before for Carly.
Exactly.
Yeah. What did you guys feel about that with Kevin and Chloe? Did you find that kind of okay, or with Chloe sitting Kevin divorce papers?
Well, I think
that's just poor Kevin after everything he went through to fight his marriage with Chloe, and she does that. That's just crazy.
Well, I feel sorry for Kevin, but I think it shows incredible respect for the actress that played Chloe. To me, that says that in no certain future do they have a plan to bring that character back.
With
a recast or whatever. They're basically doing what we want them to do on Dave. We just want it to be that Kevin and Chloe aren't together anymore, and we don't really care if Chloe comes back. It's time for Kevin to move on.
Yep.
Okay, here's my new question for y'all on Y&R. What's going on with this Harding guy? He acts like Adam.
Well, we know he's not Adam.
No, but he acts like Adam, but differently. You know,
I know.
It's just weird. Like, the way he talks to Courtney, you know he wants Courtney.
What?
Courtney, what do you think?
I have a huge problem with it.
Okay, tell me, because I'm confused with Harding. I don't get the character.
I have a huge problem with it. I think they saw what Void was left with out there being a bad boy like Adam, and they're trying to recreate it, and it's not working.
Yeah, that's what I get. Who's your caller?
503, you on the air.
Hello, I'm just listening.
Thanks for listening. Hi.
Why aren't you just freaking listening? Why aren't you not
talking? Well, I'm just listening. Yeah, I'm just listening. I just
We do, since you're listening, we wanted to ask you, we're doing a contest where you can pick a number from 1 to 50. Would you like to vote?
Vote? 1 to 50. What do I win?
Go ahead, Connie. You can explain it.
You win a gift card, basically.
So what is it? Oh, just guess a number?
Yeah.
37.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks for voting. We'll reveal our lucky number at the end of the broadcast, but
who picks the magic listening number?
Yeah.
Did you have any dates? Dates in a hostel, B&B, anything you want to yell, vent, scream, cuss about? Yeah.
No, I don't. I think days is a pretty good week.
Oh, good. What was your favorite storylines from this week, caller?
The whole Sammy finding out Will wrote the paper was pretty good. That was a pretty good ending today. It's just like, you know what? One day you're going to regret doing this to me.
Could you tell just a little bit, because I'm behind, so I'm just curious. How did that come about? How did Sammy finally find out about the article? Could you give us a little lowdown?
She went to go meet with Will's editor, and she thought it was like an interview for a job or part of the company crap she took for Demira's stuff. And so she, I can't remember the girl's name or lady's name, but she goes to meet her, and then she's like, oh, how cool, you know, my son wrote this article, and da-da-da-da, and you can see on the chick's face, she's like, no, I'm sure he wouldn't be proud of this right now, and so she starts reading it more, and she's like, my son did not write this, and then she goes to blow up at Will, and then she blames it on Sonny at first. And Sonny was the one who talked him out of it the whole time, or tried to.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate you keeping up on, you know, the dates. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with almost every single show that we try to you know, we're used to watching.
Yeah, there's too many.
What about on background dates? Is there any storyline that you didn't like or you felt could have been, like, performed differently or written differently, in your opinion?
No, I think they're doing pretty good right now. They're all right right now.
Okay, and do you watch GH as well?
Pardon?
Do you watch General Hospital?
No. Every now and then I'll do it for a minute, but no.
I have this feeling for you, Carl, then you might be watching next week.
Well, yeah, I watch every week.
I just have a feeling that next week you're going to be watching the new hospital.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, maybe, possibly. No, I'm really excited for the whole Kristen EJ thing, actually, because he was just like, nope, I'm not sticking up for you this time. I thought that was pretty good.
Well, what's going on? EJ's not helping Kristen now, huh? That's a good twist.
Yeah, because she expected him to be her lawyer. And he goes in there and he's like, you psycho little bitch. Like, no, I'm done with you.
So what's going on with Teresa? Is she, like, pregnant or is she faking it?
I don't know. I don't remember no pregnant.
I'm just curious because I know they're kind of dragging that a little bit out.
Hopefully not. That would be a nightmare. Yeah. That would be dumb if they do that.
I don't like the way they do pregnancy stories.
I got a question. Does anyone know the Seahawks games go? Because, you know, I forgot it was Friday night, but I know the Seahawks game is on. So
they were winning.
Anyone...
No, they were like 10 behind last time I watched.
I missed it.
Carly, I'll look it up.
No, they haven't even started. They're on their way to start.
No,
I
think they've already started.
No, because the Patriots and Eagles were playing right before them. Maybe
they said 7 o'clock here. Because they are playing in Century League.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Carly, I'll find that out for you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carl.
Them MFers.
Carl, we're also doing the dedication hour also. Is there anyone you'd like to send a dedication to or for any other troops? This will be a good time if you're wanting to do that.
Oh, and do you want to sing?
Oh, there it is, Chance. Well, there you go.
Do you want to sing? Carlo, do you want to sing on air?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, Seattle's 24-0.
Woo!
In the second with 3 minutes left, 24-0.
Yay! My they are kicking ass, people.
Carly, you and I may be in a fight once football season starts. My team and your team face off in our season opener.
Wait, what do you mean, Chicago?
No, heck no. Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers.
Seahawks can take down Green Bay any day, any time,
like the pussies they are, you know. Seahawks are going to take them down and crush them like little Green Bay peas. Yeah.
My baby? Did you get your rookie blue?
Wow, you just broke my heart.
Why did I bring my? Why did I bring your heart, Corey?
That was really mean.
Okay, baby, Will.
Yeah.
Tell them I'm not mean. Tell them I'm not mean, baby, please.
No, is it only you tonight?
Carly, I got a question for you. Did you watch your rookie blue last night?
No, I was on the phone with someone last night.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I was on the phone with you too last night, but I managed to I watched it on demand after I took my nap, and you're going to... Oh, my God, it's intense. You know that girl that Dove likes on Rookie Blue?
Yeah.
Chloe?
I don't watch Rookie Blue.
She kissed her husband.
Oh, that was slut.
Yeah. And she didn't even tell him. She's all telling... She told Dove that she forgot to sign some divorce papers and she'll turn them in the morning. And Dove's like, okay, but here's a clicker. It's all on camera and like a video and she's reading the evidence. She distracted him. She's like, honey, why don't you go get dressed so we can go out to eat? And, you know, Dove's like, okay, yeah, I'll go get dressed. So when he goes to get to leave, she deletes it off his computer to delete the evidence.
Bloody wrong thing to do. I would never do that to my guy. Ever. Bad. But I would never kiss another guy, so, you know.
Yeah. Corey, do you watch Grace?
I don't.
Oh, I thought you did. You should watch it. It's really great.
Anna? Hey, guys. I gotta go because I need to put my kids to bed.
We don't want Hannah to go. Don't go, Hannah. Don't go.
Aww.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. You guys, no daytime after dark next week because I'm out of town.
I know. I remember.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course you remember, baby. You remember everything.
Get a room.
Well, if we could have a room, Corey, we could, if someone wants to offer.
Got you, my brother.
Hey, you brought up, not us, so, you know.
God.
Yes, we are bad tonight, people.
God, why don't you just...
All right, Corey,
please.
Are there like any shows, Corey, that you're watching that you've liked this week on TV? Summer shows?
I don't really watch much prime time during the summer. Because all the shows all the shows I watch in prime time are on reruns in the summer.
I like Big Brother. That's doing freaking good right now.
What's going on with that, Ariana Grande's brother? Did he get evicted yet?
I don't even know who that bitch is. Like, he keeps saying she's so famous. I don't even know who she is.
She's a singer. She's on Nickelodeon for the kids.
Exactly. Like, I care. Teeny Bopper. I don't know. No. Teeny Bopper. Crap. I don't care. I don't even know who she is. Nickelodeon.
Yeah. I think
they do something.
They do that on purpose.
That's annoying. I mean, I like Frankie, but he's made some bad moves. I liked him for a long time.
Is he still on me? They didn't evict him yet?
What did you say?
They didn't evict Frankie yet?
Not yet, no. They got Nicole instead.
Okay. Yeah. I like to try to keep up when I can, Big Brother. There's just so many shows that just come out that, you know, it's just like what Corey's saying, a lot of them are like in reruns, and then there's just so many shows it's hard to keep up with, like,
half of them that are all on the
no,
air.
No, there's just too much on.
There is.
Really?
I'm surprised. I never thought there was that much on during the summer like that, but I guess this is the main summer that I've seen. There's just so much on TV that...
Like, kind of. I mean, I remember, you know, a couple years ago when I loved In July because Rescue Me would start, and I loved Rescue Me so much. And that
that's a good show. I love that one, yeah.
I love
that,
that show. But, and I would look forward to that in the summer because it's, like, in the middle, you know, it's more towards the end of the summer, but that would come on. But, I mean, most people are out playing and enjoying the weather in the summer. That's why there's not that much on, but.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. I'm like you guys as well. Most of our, I used to just really watch a lot during the fall season. So
yeah,
because really
you're cold.
And
you want to snuggle up
mm-hmm.
and be just inside.
Yeah. Are there
people
any new shows coming out? Are there new shows coming out, Carla, that you'd like to see for the fall?
I think you and I just saw on prime time, so, but, let's see, the new one with Catherine Heigl, whatever, I kind of want to see how did you get away with murder. I kind of want to see that, because maybe it will teach me how to get away with murder, number two.
I'm going to watch that. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's a Chandra Rhimes 3-hour block, starting with, it's going to be Grace, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. Those are going to be some awesome shows. I can't wait. It's going to be Thursday night, full head steam ahead. I can't wait.
You know what I kind of want to see, too, is I love her. When she had a little series, I don't know if it was last summer or the summer before, but Jenny Garth, she's got where she's building a new house or something.
Really?
And that looks kind of, because I like her. I she used to drive me nuts on 90210, but when you see her as a real person and as a mom and just old country girl, doesn't care about makeup and stuff, it was like, I like to see her in that
environment. Is that a new show or what?
I think so.
What?
See, I don't know. I haven't heard of that one. The only one I've seen with her lately, especially for the summer, was Mystery Girls, and that's about it.
No, it's not supposed to come on till like, September something. But
oh,
I just
okay.
saw previews
keep
for it.
Keep
and it's where she's
I'm
like...
A big Jenny, yeah, I'm a big Jenny Garth fan, so yeah, keep supporting.
Yeah. She's really cute. Like, I admire her a lot. She's just a single mom and trying to take care of her girls and build them a cool house. And,
yeah, I saw that. Do you see her on Mystery Girls? She's really funny.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's like an ABC Family, and what it is almost like, it's hard to, basically it's just two girls, you know, the women, but they're like girls, and they're trying to like solve mysteries, and it's really funny, kind of dumb, but it's entertaining.
Are they no names, or are they names?
No, it's Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling. They have their own show now.
Oh, I did kind of see a thing on that, but no, I haven't tuned in.
Okay, check it out. It's really good. You would enjoy it, especially being a Jenny Garth fan.
Okay. Yeah, she's cute. I like her a lot.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed Jenny. I liked it when she was on the 90210 series. After they did Beverly Hills 90210, they did the 90210,
okay.
The spinoff.
Okay, trip
that was
two.
Good.
You heard about the, what they call it, the Brand Dillon or something. Something came on the TV earlier, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And they're, like, coming out, when did it say? End of August, I think. But it was, like, I think something to do with Brandon and Dillon. I'm like, what? Come on now.
Why don't
what
you
do you mean? Like a show?
Yeah, it's, like, called Brand Dillon or something, like, with both of them.
Oh.
I don't know. It didn't show
okay.
any clips. It didn't do anything.
You're going to have to keep me invested on that. I'm a big 90210 Beverly Hills fan, so I will watch any of those stuff. I'm addicted to all those good shows.
Yeah, I love those two big
fucking work. Seriously? Sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to stir my barbecue. It's like on its last life. And I gotta cook dinner because my kid's getting home from football, and I'm like, it won't freaking start. And I'm like, oh no.
Wait, how long have you had the barbecue?
Freaking dead. Oh, there it goes. Whew. Okay.
How long have? No, Hannah left us, but our little Corey, who I'm setting up, is still here.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I was going to ask Corey, is there any shows that are interesting him for the fall?
Well, I can't wait for my American Horror Story to start up again.
When
the cat.
Is that October?
What?
When does that return, October?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I know plenty of roles have been cast for that. It's going to be good.
They keep adding people. Most recently, they added Patti LaBelle.
Ooh.
As in the R&B singer, Patti LaBelle. And okay. The World's Smallest Woman is a cast member, which fits in because they're doing, it's called Freak Show. So.
Yeah. It's going to be good. I can't wait.
And Michael Chiklis, who played Thing in the Fantastic Four movie, is the strong man.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, everybody from last season returns.
And Neil Patrick Harris is going to be in it too, right?
That hasn't been confirmed. It's a rumor that he'll be in the show as a magician, but that hasn't been confirmed yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard he was supposed to be in it, so that's always exciting when Neil can try to do like a cameo.
And I'm looking forward to Once Upon a Time returning.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good with the whole Frozen. They're really going on with Frozen on that one.
Yes, it's going to be a good season.
I keep seeing all the pictures. That looks realistic. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Do you not watch Revenge? Oh, no, you don't like that show? Revenge?
Oh, I love Revenge, yeah.
Okay, you don't, by Revenge, right, you guys, hopefully I'm not doing any spoilers for y'all, but did you all see the season finale, or did you miss it?
No, I saw it.
Connor?
Of course he saw it.
Okay, because, you know, the whole thing now that we know that, what's her name, Amanda's dad is alive, which I always suspected, that's going to be really fun. I think it's going to be, like, take everything to the next level.
That will be really cool.
Yeah, that would make things very interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, this has been a really weird week. When I say this has been a really weird week, it's like, you know, with the whole Robin Williams stuff, Lo and Bacall, you know, I'm just wondering who else, you know, has this been really weird? Anyone else agree, disagree, what?
Well, I agree with you. It's been a off week, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, now we know why he might have done it, but, you know, I just feel so bad for him because he could tune to Michael J. Fox and maybe talk to him, and I don't know. I was thinking about that today.
Well, I just have to say, because I've been there, I'm a person that suffers from depression, has suffered from depression, and I attempted suicide. When you're in that darkness and that seems like the only way out, unless you have someone there to stop you or you receive incredible care, once you've made that decision, there's not really much to do.
I know. I just feel really, you know, awful for it. And, you know, I'm not judging anything. I'm just feel really awful because he was so talented and all of that.
That's why, Carly, we always do what we can to help our friends who we're able to, because no one really wants to be alone, but at the same time, if we're able to help someone, you know, that's always a good thing when we can try. That's all we can do is just, you know, do the best we can.
Well, exactly.
Right, Corey?
Absolutely.
What the heck is that beeping shit?
I have no idea.
It's driving me nuts.
I don't hear anything on my end, so I can't help.
I don't hear nothing.
I keep hearing this, like, SOS code. Beep!
Are you talking Blog Talk? Oh my God! Why do I even have to talk? Say, okay, I just said the dead comment, and then I look online. A skateboarder who's 53 died. Okay, me and my big mouth.
Whoops. What? Who?
A skateboarder name.
And he's 53.
Yes.
So he's obviously not skateboarding anymore.
Yeah, well,
the news is good. I know, the news is crazy.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was just reading what it was. Oh, he died of a heart attack, yes. He died of a nice little heart attack. I wonder
I think it's going to be
I
want to
know what number I was.
A major entrance, so.
What?
What?
What number you were?
I want to know if I win my number, and who's choosing the winning number?
Well.
Oh, the number's already Carly, you know, I don't know if she would tell you. The number's already been chosen because, you know, my daughter got to pick the lucky number. We're letting everybody vote. So by the end of the broadcast, we'll announce the lucky number. So, yeah.
Well, you better pick
37.
We get some good calls so far. Well, honey, babe, you know, Blog Talk ended us 2 minutes ago, even though I made this up for 3 hours. Blog Talk did something, so officially we are off air.
Okay.
Okay, so call. So, Carla, you want to pick another number just for the hell of it? I'm bored.
Fine. I picked number 8 because that's my favorite number.
Oh, okay. You know, what are we going to... Honey, what are we going to do? Okay, so...
I didn't even know that we were already off the air, basically, because of the
podcast. I didn't know. I didn't know until...
Like crazy? I don't know.
I didn't know
what
that until... Blog Talk said, you off air, whispered in my ear. I'm like, what? I did it for 3 hours, but Blog Talk is crazy tonight. But, okay, Corey, can Corey pick a number?
18.
Okay. Hey babe, why don't you pick a number?
Yeah, the number that our caller just picked, we have a winner.
My 8?
Yeah, that's a good you I'm like I was shocked. It's like, okay, I'm like speechless. Congratulations, you won your a free Target gift card.
Woohoo! Number 8's the best number ever.
Make sure you stay in touch with Carly. She can get in touch with you for contact details.
Yeah, she's
thanks
bad.
Again for, you know, participating. We really appreciate that.
I think I know how to get a hold of this person. I'm really not worried about how to get a hold of this person. That will be really easy.
Okay, cool.
Email confirmation.
I will confirmation you.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. I guess we're over time then, Carly?
We are in overtime. We can talk for a little more, but hey, what are you barbecuing, Corey? call.
I'm barbecuing some pork chops. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, so you're saving your barbecue second night, right?
Yep. I'm doing some pork chops tonight because I needed to get them in the individual bites.
Yeah. And you know what I've been craving, people? I've been craving this breakfast casserole. Yeah, my cousin makes this best breakfast casserole in this best roads. And then I'm craving Pietro's when I go down again. And, yeah. Yes, I'm craving all good food, people. And
now you're
making
me hungry.
Oh,
I know.
Good.
I have two people I have to feed. I'm like a hungry little football player and a hungry, like, working man. I'm screwed. Like, I have to cook dinner, like, ASAP.
Well, that's good. Anyone want to come over and help me pack? Anyone want to come over and help me pack?
No.
That question wasn't for you. That question wasn't meant for you. Anyone that is really cute, that is in love with me, want to come over and help me pack?
No.
No.
I wasn't asking Corey, I'm not in love with you. Get out of your head. I've been talking real.
High five, Corey, because I said the same thing at the same time. Nope.
Nope.
Real? Baby?
Baby, honey. No.
Oh, my
Will,
God. He dropped off.
Will
he dropped off. What? Will dropped off. What?
He left you. How dare him?
Yeah, I know. We will be having a talk tonight, so don't worry.
All right, I have to go see Hawks. They're in the lead right now. And my little Richard Sherman's picking some bootay.
Oh, okay. Well, call in. So, Corey, we won't have a show next week, but the week after we will. So, call in.
Hi, hopefully well. 24-7. Nice score. Woo! All right, well, everyone have a fabulous weekend. Take care, be safe, and see you in the next show.
Okay, good night, Corey.
Great. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.